CSI in the World. I'm John Betts with Craig Singleton, Senior Fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, the Deputy Director of the China Program, testifying to Congress most recently, exposing the dangers of the influence of foreign adversaries on college campuses. What is to be done? The first and most obvious is sunlight, transparency. Where, Craig? Where do you want to see it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're talking about just some common sense measures that are aimed to protect our intellectual capital and to discourage its misappropriation, but also, I think, to counter authoritarian attempts, not just by China, but other countries as well, to promote on-campus censorship and intimidation. And all of that, right, has to be done. All of these serious steps have to be done without inflaming, I think, unnecessary and dangerous sort of anti-Asian rhetoric that we've seen across the United States, including the unjust labeling of Chinese students as spies. And so from my perspective, at least, there are opportunities to just mandate enhanced transparency requirements. A few of them include things like mandating that U.S. universities make publicly available every detail regarding all of their academic and research partnerships and agreements, both active and inactive, with entities located in what Congress has designated as countries of concern. That includes China. Another thing that we have to keep in mind is that right now, U.S. universities are not required to report details about foreign gifts that they receive from Chinese people, Chinese businesses, including Chinese businesses involved in military-civil fusion, or from Chinese universities, unless they are above $250,000 a year. That leaves a lot of space, I think, for exploitation, and also sort of contributes to the lack of understanding and the lack of knowledge about what the money is buying. And so there are real opportunities here to lower that $250,000 threshold to maybe $5,000 so that the Department of Education can better and investigate some of these linkages that do exist here. I think by and large, as you mentioned, U.S. universities maintain large enterprises that can track down to the penny what's coming in and who owes them money and what their money is being spent on. We're just talking about enhanced disclosures of their activities that are conducted with Chinese universities of concern so that I think members of Congress, but also different parts of the administration, including the Defense Department, has a good sense of what's the risk and how do we mitigate risk in particular situations.
Guardrails, Commerce Department, the entity list. And I've named the universities. What will that do? What will it achieve?
I mean, I think there's a real impetus here for the Commerce Department to consider adding to the entity list a lot of the Chinese universities that are supporting the DO, you know, that support China's military modernization, that cuts them off from certain types of American technology that we know is being used to support research on things like Chinese weapon systems and Chinese, the advancement of certain AI strategies and techniques that are used to surveil Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities. We also have, I think, to start thinking through some of these guardrails where perhaps, U.S. universities that maintain contractual or formal relationships with some of these problematic Chinese universities perhaps are maybe unable to receive certain types of federal research funding. That may force some of these U.S. universities to decide whether those Chinese partnerships and liaisons are worth it or whether they, in fact, receive more money from parts of the Defense Department research enterprise, for example, that they want to hold on to as valuable commodities and to support research there. And I think we sort of, interestingly, can look at some of the work that's being done at the state level this year. Legislators, Democrats and Republicans in the Florida House and Senate unanimously passed legislation that barred their universities from accepting grants or participating in partnerships or agreements with certain academic institutions in countries of concern like China. It was unanimously passed. I think it sort of serves as a model for federal level legislation.
Craig Singleton, commonsensical recommendations to Congress for the Universities of America. He is the Deputy Director of the China Program and Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.